The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, happy Sunday as always. I'm sure you're busy, right?
Oh my gosh. Trying to figure out this market, it's been, I love a challenge.
Yeah. Right?
It's
like a puzzle.
It's been awesome. You know, it was like we started stacking listings. You know, we got up to like 20 listings or whatever it was, and we've got most all of them sold, just sheer grit.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I mean, every week I got to send out a seller update. It's just a matter of figuring out what price these things need to be at to make the buyers beat on each other again, you know?
Right.
And they are. I mean, we sold one up on, I can't say because I can't really disclose the price. Well, I can. I mean, it's up in Linda Vista on Morningweg, and it was listed at $2 million. So what I can say is I can say that, you know, we got on a $2 million home. It took about 2 months,
yeah.
But we ended up getting two offers, and it ended up going under contract for more than we could have expected.
Oh,
so
good.
It was, I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things.
Put that in the W column.
We just we'll put that in the W column. I don't say that in an egotistical kind of way. What I mean is we were fighting and kicking to figure out at what price
it's a big price
tag. Because we started it at 2.1, and we had to, you know, improve the price. We weren't getting it. It was just like crickets.
Yeah.
All right? And then we improved the price down to just under 2. And it's like, I'm like, okay. And now here come the phone calls. Okay, why in the world weren't they? In that price range, that's like a 5%. Reduction is all it took for mayhem to start happening.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that there's mayhem? But look, the thing was professionally photographed, professionally marketed, oodles of money spent on Google clicks and getting people to see it out of state. It was a battle, you know, and the builder is just a great guy. And, you know, you start to wonder as a listing agent, you know, what are these people thinking about you? Or you have, you know, because most sellers are still thinking 4 to 6 months ago. You know, I saw an article this weekend and won't say who put it out. But it's like, oh, yeah, the market's still just, you know, it's as incredible as it's ever been. And I'm like, why are you lying to people? Now, it's not as bad as some people are saying that it is. It's just different. And so to say that nothing's changed in the market, I think, is just misleading people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we're just all about truth on this show.
Well, I mean, unless we're telling hunting stories.
Yeah.
Fishing stories.
Yeah. Especially the fishing stories. Yeah. And that's amazing. It's like, oh, you're holding a magnifying glass.
The trick is you got to hold the fish close to the camera.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
Yeah, that's what it is. Or the antlers.
Yeah.
You know, I did harvest my first buck of my life.
Congratulations. Yeah,
yeah. That was good. That was wild, man. I got to tell you, I'm a waterfowl hunter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a maniac waterfowl hunter. That's what I do. And I go over. I was in Missouri, last week doing that. It took my son and I, because we can't go up to Canada because we're pure blood, and we so, you know what that means. But anyways, but the fact of the matter is that we went down to Missouri and we just had a great time. They have an early teal season, so we go down there. You know, we're making do. You know, we're doing what we can do in life, right? So we drove down there, and I love nothing more than driving through farmland, man, the heartland of America. When they say that, they mean it. But got down there with hunted with Habitat Flats. It was just a big time, and we're headed up to South Dakota. End of October to do that. Ethan, you know, we put in South Dakota, out-of-state people can't hunt. So my son, Ethan, and I, we put in for the draw. And who's the lucky clover in his, gets the thing, draws this, you know. And so dad gets to go there and quote-unquote work the dog, you know. He doesn't get to hunt. So anyway, but anyhow,
that's fun, though. I'd find that more fun than hunting.
You know, the thing, if I never shoot another duck, but I can just be out there getting dirty in the marsh, you know, with the smells, watching other people have amazing moments. I mean, I love that, you know. I mean, let's be honest. I'm just surfing on my phone most of the time anyway.
playing Candy Crush.
Yeah, that's right. Haven't started that yet, but, you know, I'm young. You know, there's still time. But anyway, yeah, I with my bow, I missed a humongous buck. I think it was a couple Wednesdays ago. Just a monster right there. And then the following night, we had a massive windstorm. You know, in the Missoulian, it said there were wind gusts over 100 miles per hour.
It was hurricane.
Well, it smashed down three of the deer blinds on our farm. I mean, obliterated them, smooshed them to pieces. So we have a sale, ladies and gentlemen, on three deer blinds. You know, bring your super glue, your
slightly,
Sawzall.
Slightly used.
That's exactly right, yeah. And your duct tape. And, you know, you might be able to get them back. No, I think we'll be able to. I bought a rivet gun on Amazon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I think I'll be able to piece it together. But it was, it was an emotional moment. I'd never harvested a buck before. Again, I'm a waterfowl hunter, but it was just to watch that deer grow up. He's kind of our house buck. You know, people would call him a management buck. He was a 3x4, barely a 4. Mm. Just, we called him Lobster Claw. And he just had these big, you know, big, wide, tall... It was just a great experience. I couldn't
him sausage now.
Yeah. He's ready at Lolo Locker. Yeah, but the fact of the matter is that it was definitely a sad moment in some ways because you know harvesting an animal, but you know it's going to feed the family, and it was emotional. You know, my daughter helped us track, and even though I knew exactly where he was, but she wanted to get involved in that, which was great, and it was an amazing moment. You know, and the whole family got involved with the recovery and
archery and. General is it's something about it that's a lot more primitive.
It is primitive. I there was about 40 minutes there I couldn't breathe.
Yeah,
So it was like it was a wild.
Or the sound of your arrow clinking on the side of your bow from shaking too much.
Yeah, I mean it was just there was a lot of shaking going on. I literally couldn't hardly talk. You know, when I called my wife and I'm like, hey, I got Lobster Claw, and she's like, you got Lobster Claw? You know, because it was like the house deer. He would beat on all the other bucks on our place. I mean, just beat. He'd run them off of there. He was the boss. So,
congrats, man.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. I hope you wish you the best of luck.
We still got plenty of season ahead of us now. Yeah. We got plenty of show ahead of us, too. What do we got planned for today?
Yeah, I just want to talk about this deer the whole time. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, let's talk about a little market update. So our inventory continues to increase, okay? Mm. So, you know, the reason why this whole market was amazingly wild was we had 60 homes, give or take 10 or 15 homes for sale in Missoula County. I mean, we're almost up to 280 now. Mm-hmm. And when we started doing the shift, I mean, it went to 220 to 240. So going up 20 every week, it seems like.
Does that start to go down, though, in the fall?
I don't think so, because, you know, we start to see people taking their house off the market, which is what we're going to talk about, why not to do that. You know, but in to stay the course and the reasons why. But it's one of those things where it's, and this is both in Missoula County or Valley County, but our days on market are up to about 75 days, at mean days on average.
75?
About 75 days. I mean, we started this, they're about 7.5 minutes, remember?
Yeah.
You know, people fist fighting in the front yard to own these homes. But it's one of those things where we got to watch how much they're being reduced. We got a little, and so the average reduction is hovering still right around 50,000 per home that's active. That's the mean, okay? Throwing away the highest reductions, throwing away the lowest reductions. That's the mean price reduction there, you know? So that's a lot. And those houses are still not sold yet. So across the board, a $51,000 price reduction.
They just haven't found that sweet spot yet, though, as far as the price?
Exactly.
Yeah,
they just haven't found the sweet spot yet. So when they do find the sweet spot, like we did on that one up on the hill and many others since, you know, as soon as we can still make the buyers, you know, drool over them, but it's at a little different mark than it was before.
Yeah.
There's nothing's horrible. It's just different. And we've been here before because I've been doing this long enough to have been through one or two cycles.
Yeah.
And we've been here before and we know exactly what to do. Realistically, how we know we're there is we're getting 5 showings a week. Now, if they have cell phone photos, you know, and they've got everything's in capital letters, it just looks like a steaming I won't. Yeah. I'm not going to say it. You know what I mean?
He's taking his Kodak Polaroid cameras.
It's just like, give me 6%, you know, walk around with your cell phone. I mean, you know, it's like real estate malpractice, in my opinion. But anyway, I digress. You know, our marketing plan. What's a marketing plan?
I'll just go out and spin a sign out in the front yard or something.
You want to hit a commercial? We'll get right into it.
I believe we should take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have more Real Estate Revolution Radio right after this.
Hey, you've heard me talk about the volatility of the stock market right now. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here to remind you that for years, I've always recommended, I like bricks and mortar, real estate, and right now there is a golden opportunity if you have the right local agent guiding you. Do it before interest rates go up. There's only one real estate agent that I'd call to navigate this market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. Now, don't just take my word for it. Get online and read all the 5-star reviews. Put the most experience and the best marketing to work for you. Look, the only thing more expensive than hiring an expert is hiring an amateur. Don't trust your home to just anyone. Now, I've done the homework. Talk to the agent that I trust for the best advice. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, today's topic, as you know, you can feel fall in the air and winter's just right around the corner.
Oh, I love it.
And we're already enjoying your pumpkin spice lattes.
Mm-hmm. We enjoyed a couple cold brews. What are you talking about? Yeah. I mean, we're talking extra fast right now.
Yeah. If we start talking real fast. But what I'm saying is winter and fall are here. Yep. Winter will be here before you know it. Right. And people are already starting to take their houses off the market. And that's a mistake, right?
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, I get asked all the time, you know, we call and we talk to a lot of expired listings, a lot of for sale by owners. And we, you know, we help a lot of people that couldn't get their house sold with another agent, get their house sold because of some things that we do. And it's you know, I get it. You know, people get frustrated. They say the main thing is, so what are the reasons why they don't want to sell in the wintertime? Couple reasons, I think. Okay. And then we'll get into reasons why not to do it. But I think the theory behind it in the mind of many is that real estate agents take 6 months off.
Is it like, I was going to say, is it like having a teaching job then? That's right. Instead of the summers off, you get the winters off?
I had a real estate coach. He goes, you know, there's four personality styles. You have D, driver, I, expressive. You know, you have drivers, expressive. And then you have amiables, and then you have analyticals. And then in box 5, you have realtors. He said, and most realtors will go, they still know them, even if they're 90, running around with their walker. Okay, either they will go and they will trick or treat. Do you know why, Jason? And I go, Mike, I have no idea why. He goes, because they ain't working. That's what they're going to eat for the next 6 months. So I go, Mike, that's a little mean. He goes, well, it's true. He goes, how many times, and this is so true, because he said it and then it happened. He goes, you're going to take enough listings in your career, Jason. Well, you'll notice that you start getting calls about May from people you haven't heard from since September. They literally work May to October or May to the end of September. He goes, watch it happen.
And will they hibernate then?
Dude, seriously, I don't know what they do.
They crawl into a cave?
I literally think, I just don't even want to guess. Like, I don't know where they go, but I only hear from, there's probably 20 of them that'll have like the one or two client. It's like absolute part-time real estate. But anyway, I'm not bashing them. It's a free country. You can work as much or as little as you want to. Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things, but he was so true about that. But anyway, the reason, so the real reason, all jokes aside, most people do not want to move, they say, during the wintertime. Okay.
It's just because of just the logistical.
They don't want to drive over a mountain pass. I mean, even though the mountain passes are like the place where you're not going to get in trouble. And the reason is because they take, you know, they sand those more than they sand anything else. It's the 2 miles before and after that you're going to watch out for. But no, I understand that. But it's just something that, so it just has to do with like, we don't want to move during the cold. But if we're in Montana, I mean, we're just kind of used to that. Like I was at my son's football game last night. I was freezing.
Yeah.
That wind was blowing. But anyway, so it has a lot to do with that. But most of it,
So there's that like physical thing or that condition issue. But the big thing is they think that buyers, the buyer pool just shuts off.
Yeah.
You know, about October, November. So they're like, oh, it'll never sell over the wintertime. So I'm going to go over the reasons why that's absolutely false in every sense of the word. If you think that way, well, it's never too late to learn a new trick.
Right.
You know, yeah. I mean, you know, it never is. So for us, the reason why I like it is, yeah, so much of my competition takes 6 months off a year.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even call them competition, but I would just say so many other real estate agents, you know, work, you know, they're part-time. Mm-hmm. They got to do making enough in real estate. They got to have a part-time job or just take half the year off. Or maybe they go to Arizona, which I would like to do for about 7 or 8 months out of the year.
Be a snowbird?
Know? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My hair is gray enough to be a snowbird. But anyway, so it's one of the, so the reason that the number one reason why I would never, ever take my house off the market in the wintertime is I love to watch people slip and fall on my front porch.
No, I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying? On my Ring doorbell when they come up to see the house. No, I'm just kidding. No. It's one of those things where our buyer pool does not slow down any month of the year in any sort of trackable way. Our internet traffic is as strong in December and January as it is in the middle of summer.
It's just a complete myth that these
it's
people...
It's a complete myth.
Yeah.
The other thing I hear all the time is, oh, I want my grass to be green. They'll pay me more.
Yeah.
No, you're going to find out that the best time to sell is from now mm-hmm. until March 1st.
That snowbank's not going to make any difference as far as curb appeal.
I'm going to tell you one thing. If you're in the right area and your house is what it is, they're going to come bursting through that snowbank like the Kool-Aid man does through a wall.
Have you ever
seen that? Oh, yeah. They come flying through there. Like, there is no seasonality with these buyers. It just is not happening. There is a seller mentality that there's seasonality in the market. Mm-hmm. And you have to question their motivation. Are they really motivated to sell if they would actually take their house off the market? So the answer is no, we do not have, like, I think less people pen homes in the summertime because they're actually out vacationing.
Right.
Both the real
There's
estate agents and the
people.
There's
other stuff going on. Busy season.
You can't believe how slow July and August are. You can't even believe it.
Well, I guess in the argument then, what about the holidays and stuff?
Well, I mean, well, okay. So question, don't all houses look amazing
around
during
the holidays? You're right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Okay,
it's true.
Okay, there's a good chance you could get drunk off someone's eggnog. You know, if you went into their house during the holidays.
Instead of fresh baked cookies, you have eggnog.
Yeah. Well, you could have both. You know, and now you got to be real careful in Montana. There's lots of edibles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be very careful what cookies are eating these days. No, but it is definitely, so the big thing is there's no slowdown in traffic, so we got to overcome that as a community, right? There's no slowdown. So then, how come I can make more money during basically 6 months of the year than the other 6 months? Well, it's very simple. Right now, we have approximately 280 homes. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to have 30 to 40 take their house off the market. So let's say we're around 240, 250. 250 is a nice round number. Right? Yeah. 240, 234.8. Okay, so you get 250 homes on the market. What if in the spring, because we're having a natural increase of inventory right now, just simply because the rates are so high, the people, not as many people qualify, right? So that's why these houses went from 60 up to 280 where they are now. Some will come off, 34, 10, 20% of the people take their house off the market. No slowdown in buyers. But then the next spring rush is going to come where everybody who still thinks the old way that grass has to be green is going to put their house on the market. So you have this lingering inventory plus the new inventory for next year. You could have as many as 400 homes on the market in the spring. So when are you going to make more money, Casey? I know, you know, neither one of us is a mathematician.
That's a stretch.
Exactly, right? I mean, the thing is we can count the important things. That's all that matters, okay. Right? Yardage, you know, things like that. Yeah. How many decoys to bring out. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, when are you going to make more money as a seller? When there's 250 homes on the market?
Right. Or when there's 400.
Right now through March. Hint, hint.
Wink, wink, nudge.
And I'm blind in my left eye, so I got to go with my right eye. But it's just like, there's like going to be like 100 to 150 difference in homes. So if there's less buyers and more homes out there, they're going to be, the showings are going to be stretched out, over way. So it's like, okay, so that usually leads, like if we're ever going to have a multiple offer situation in a normal market, it's from now until March.
Yes, what better time than
right.
now?
So then the people say, well, I'm going to have people coming over for Thanksgiving.
Well, there's
don't
this,
have any showings.
This
that day.
Is amazing word. It's called no.
Yeah.
So when I call
just
up
not
and
have yeah, showings, that
that's
day.
Right. So can they come over at 3 today? No. You just say yeah. My wife tells me no all the time. She's like, I'm not gonna come on. Let me.
I usually have to hear no 3 times.
You so, do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't ever.
Yeah.
I don't ever hear it the first 2 times.
I have a support group at my house on Thursday nights.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Men Who Hear No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. It's a men's group. Yeah. Yeah. So, but no, it's one of those things where so you have way less inventory right now, and it always leads to more showings per home and more offers per home and more net per home 99% of the time, in my opinion. And so that's just one of those things that we have to watch is the inventory levels. Here's another thing. This year, for the rest of the year, this is the last year. So this is new for this year. This is the last year before Boy Genius, supposedly, who was elected to run the country, is in there. And he is going to be taking away our cost segregation tax savings slowly over the next 5 years. So we just purchased a house. We close next week a couple weeks. I told you I can count really good.
Yeah,
this house in Dillon, yeah. But we can write off a ton of that and receive a lot of our down payment back. That is called cost segregation. It's a tax benefit that they allow that he's going to phase out by 20% every year. So right now, there's actually a lot of people out there that have to get a house purchased like my wife and I did for tax reasons in order to not pay through the, or whatever they, just pay a ton of taxes at the end of every year. And I think that, anything that we can do to reduce our tax liability, increase our personal wealth and through real estate is something that we should do. And if I'm not practicing what I preach, then what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be removed. So there's a lot of people that know that are actively and feverishly trying to purchase homes right now for that reason.
So they can take advantage of the cost
right.
segregation. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is and today we're have you seen if they've raised the rate? Last week, did they raise them 0.75 point or 1 point or whatever?
So, I didn't see.
Yeah. So that's so they're going to continue. These mortgage rates are, hovering just below 7. I mean, they say now that they could go up into the mid 7s or mid 8s. So, Casey, when we started the show, they're at 2.8 to 3%, right?
Three quarters of a point.
Yep. Okay, yeah. So 0.75 point is what they did. I knew that they were going to do a minimum of 3 quarters. I've just been working, so I haven't even checked. But so what that's going to do is likely have over the next week or so either a slight positive impact or negative impact. But either way, we're supposed to end up in the mid sevens is what all of the economic analysts say that we're going to do. So if someone's in the mid sixes right now and they're going to be in the mid sevens for a single family home, think about it. We're at 2.75 at the lowest. In fact, I saw the lowest rate I saw on a 30-year fix was 2.625 a year and a half ago, whatever.
I got in at 3%.
3% is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a jumbo loan in our farm and that we have that at 3.25.
Yeah.
So, for a jumbo, that's fantastic. But it's one of those things where rates are going to be higher. So the inventory is going to be higher. The rates are going to be higher, which means there's less buyers. Going to make more if you wait?
Nope.
No. No.
Just,
no, you're not. So we can forget this. Myth that we're going to have this like massive appreciation over the next year. Every single economist is reducing the amount of average appreciation that they say is going to be happening across the country to the point where a lot of them are saying it's just going to be flat with no appreciation. Now, nobody's expecting that there's going to be major loss.
There rarely is never any appreciation.
Rarely,
right?
Yeah. You go through 2 or 3 year, 2 to 5 year leveling and downward cycles, which we're at the beginning phase of that right now. So if I was going to describe the market right now, I would say teetering off the backside of the best market we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, teetering off the backside, about to slide. That's where I'd say we are. We're just, when you get up like you're in the first cart of a roller coaster.
Yeah,
and you've worked up enough courage to go on there, especially if it's an old wooden rickety one.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, exactly. So you're just right. It's not one of those electric ones that launches at 9,000 miles per hour, and you're just getting over the top of that, and you're the first car. Over the hump there.
Mm.
That's where we're at. Imagine where that first car is. That's where we're at. Now, I don't know. Now, the question remains, how bad is the world economy going to be when we burnt through this $20 trillion that they've put out into the economy? We're done spending that.
Mm.
All of our false confidence is there. Now, what's going to happen? Is it going to be a straight drop roller coaster, or are we going to go down slowly? We're fixing to find out here over the next year or two. Do
I hold my hands up like I do on a roller coaster though the whole time?
That remains to be seen. If you have deodorant, you know, antiperspirant on, you can do that. If not, I wouldn't.
Doing this slide.
So we're gonna do that. But so the rates are lower. So we're gonna do wait around till the rates are higher. People aren't gonna pay you more if they're paying more on a monthly interest rate. It's already their mortgage payment on average is up about $1,100 or $1,200 a month right now from what it was. I mean, you know, on every home, you know, that hurts.
That really does. Yep. Yeah. That's the one thing that's keeping me from wanting to sell.
Yeah. So to recap, you're going to net more, I believe, between now and March if you keep the house on the market or put it on the market, even if it's not on the market right now, rather than waiting till spring, simply because of interest rates, simply because of the amount of inventory that's going to be there and the economic instability and inflation that we're going to go through, even despite these interest raises. The Fed's probably going to have to raise them again.
Yeah.
You can't print that much funny money and expect the economy to remain good. So we'll probably see some sort of a stock market adjustment, I would venture to guess, and some sort of a real estate adjustment. So I don't know. But if I was a buyer, I just purchased something. I mean, so I'm not scared of it because I know no matter what, okay, so we lose 5 or 10% of the value of these houses, which I believe we already have. The numbers aren't in yet and won't be for 6 months. But I mean, with a $51,000 average price reduction on active homes and nobody offering $100,000 over anymore or hardly ever, you know, those are two things that a lot of people aren't talking about, but I'm talking about them here. So anyways, yeah. And then the houses look really good, like you said, during the holidays. People love that. You come into your house and just see how good you've got it decorated.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call my decorations good.
Well, I mean,
but I still string together
deer heads.
Yeah, I got a bunch of dead stuff on the walls.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can put like Christmas lights all over.
Yeah, you're right. It is kind of fun to put the little reindeer noses on the deer heads.
Oh man, you got to take me a video of that. Said that I'll die laughing.
Yeah, Rudolph. Yeah, somebody got Rudolph.
Yeah, Rudolph. Yeah. So and then also people have to buy for tax reasons. You know, like not just that cost segregation, but sometimes they have a 1031 that's coming due and they don't want to pay all that tax. So they're like, they got to do it. We have a lot of people coming into this market, rental market for next semester at college. It's another great reason to keep your house on the market. Look, if your house isn't on the market, nobody's going to buy it.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and you don't have to worry about moving in the snow. You just tell them you don't want to move until the spring. Or you know what? By golly, have someone else move you.
Yeah.
Rope a kid into it, you know, that kind of thing. Or two men in a truck we use locally, and then we use Montana Transfer up on International Way is who we recommend. Because I've heard so many people getting taken advantage by these people they Google. Mm-hmm. You know, these movers, man, it's one of the biggest scams out there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how the FBI doesn't get them.
Right.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but like you said, even if the wintertime was there and you don't want to be hauling stuff out of your house in the snowbanks.
Yep.
Slipping on the sidewalk.
So you counter back to you're brave enough to keep your house on the market. You're just like, Jason, I just don't want to move till March 1st. Okay, fair enough. So we'll just tell the buyer that.
Yeah.
Mr. Buyer.
You still get the job. You still get the deal done.
Yeah, the deal done. Yep. Happens all the time. What are you talking about?
I do like that idea, though, being able to push it out where you could
move
when you want.
Ye of little faith. Let's go.
I know how to make things work.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of writing down some words in there. And here's the thing. If the person says no, maybe they'll say, I'll pay you a little more if you just get up out of there. And that might motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes money talks. You know.
Speaking of which, do you have any featured properties this week?
You know, I do have some properties. I got an amazing piece of land. Up in Polson. It's 8 acres. It's right across the street from the lake. It's just north of Polson Town. It's listed at $299. One of the coolest houses or properties I've ever seen for building. Septic approval, no problem. Where are you going to put your well? Right there, no problem. It's ready to build on that puppy.
Wow.
And that's listed at $299. And the views are lake views.
Like you said, right across the street from the frontage. Gosh,
it is just such a... It is gorgeous.
Do you take a check?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do take a check. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to drop it a few times, make sure it doesn't bounce. But we're going to do that. But that is one that we should do. And I have four or five other listings coming up. But I got one. 875 Bourne Lane.
Where's Bourne
Lane? Down in Victor.
Okay.
It's Bourne.
Okay.
Kind of like Jason Bourne. Yeah, that's right. And I'm Jason, but I was born a long time ago. So, but it's a four-bedroom home. It's on 9.01 acres.
this thing, they've gone through this thing. There's two living areas. There's two kitchens. They have their dad living there, their elderly dad. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening, elderly dad, they didn't call you elderly. They called you something. No, I'm just kidding. No, no, but they had their dad living down there, and it's just a sweet, you know, a place to it's just a sweet place. It's just a great lot there. They've got it fenced. There's a gate, you know, you put the code and you know, your little yep. gate there and you go through. And it's just it's a great place there in Victor. You know, just right up, just south of Victor.
What's
there.
The price tag?
The price tag on that is 8.25.
Okay, for 9 acres, that's not
yeah,
bad.
And it's about just under 2,500 square foot home there
yeah.
with the two living areas. So that's a real good value there, cedar-sided home, just a great place.
And you can find that one on the website?
Yeah, jasonbakerteam.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom. If you want a home valuation, just click Get My Home Value on the top there. You can just Google us, jasonbakerteam.com.
All right, well, if you missed any of this show or any of our previous shows, you know, you can always find them on demand at newstalkkgbo.com. Jason, we're out of time. I'll see you next Sunday.
All right, buddy.